Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ang pagsasayaw, ang malayang paggalaw ng katawan sa saliw ng musika. Ito man ay sining, gaya ng pagtatanghal sa entablado, ehersisyo gaya ng Zumba, o simpleng pagbabahagi ng saya sa TikTok. Ang sayaw o dancing ay nakapagbibigay ng good vibes sa buhay ng tao, saan mang parte ng mundo. Second nature sa atin ito, pero hindi sa lahat. Halimbawa, sa mga taong may Parkinson's disease, isang karamdaman na nakakaapekto sa 6.3 milyong katao globally. Ang Parkinson's disease ay isang progresibong nervous disorder na nakakaapekto sa abilidad ng taong kumilos at kumalaw. Ngunit hindi ito naging hadlang kay Novi Bereber, isang Filipino-Australian choreographer mula Iloilo City, upang tulungan ang mga may Parkinson's sa pamamagitan ng sayaw.
Dream ko talaga, and I think it's everyone's dream naman sa artist or performer, to perform in opera house. And I said to myself na the moment, kasi sabi ko, the moment I will perform sa opera house, sabi ko, okay na ako, mag-retired na ako. Okay, lalaylo na ako sa dance. I'm happy to behind the scene. What's next for Novi? Nakalagay doon sa bulletin board, dance teacher workshop for Parkinson's disease. Eh, ako naman si Loka-Loka, ang sabi ko, ay, ito na yung calling ko. Sabi ko nang ganun. And you know, I teach in Sydney dance here as well. No, sabi ko, ito na ata yung calling ko. Kaya lang something bago, Parkinson's disease. Kaya ano kaya to? I have no idea kung ano yung Parkinson's disease. So, ako naman si Loka. So, I gathered all the information. Uwi ako ng bayan. And I told to my partner na, sabi ko, ito na yung gagawin ko. I wanna do this. Tapos, tinignan niya ako, are you sure about this? Sabi ko, oo, sure ako. Wait, okay, remember my cousin. Yung pinsan niya was passed away ng 2 months before that, namatay yung pinsan niya. One of the causes is Parkinson's disease. So, and then I saw it, sabi niya, ito yun, pinakita namin yung mga video and everything. And then, naloka ako, napa-atras ako. Nasabi ko, oh my God, I don't think so, I can do this. And sabi ng partner ko, why don't you try it? Just attend the workshop. Sabi ko, you know what? Atin lang ako ng workshop. Kasi parang, ang dami ko pang energy after ng show, wala akong gagawin. Sabi ko, hindi, attend na nga lang ako. And I did the workshop, and then the rest is changed my whole life. The rest is history.
Nag-train si Novi sa Dance for Parkinson's Australia at Dance for Parkinson's sa Brooklyn, New York. Pagbalik ni Novi sa Sydney, nagtrabaho siya bilang Pilates instructor at dance teacher for PD. Ang mga klase noon ay face-to-face, with Novi gathering students in studios.
They are not stable, nag-shake sila, and how could you do it? How would you share that to them and how they can move, how can they dance. Kasi sanay kang nagtuturo ng mga dancers eh. Or, you know, na they can capable to do everything. And this is another different level of challenges talaga. Na how would you express yourself and how could you teach in a different level na makarelate sila. Increase them their confidence, their balance, and then coordination, and also to lift up their spirit, helping them to be in that moment na nakakatulong sa kanila. And that's why ganyan ka powerful ang dance and music. You put them together, it's a language that everyone will understand it eh.
Bukod sa pag-improve ng mobility ng mga students, ang pinakamahalagang nagagawa ng pagsasayaw sa buhay nila ay yung pagbigay ng sense of pride at sense of purpose.
Number one, I think it's yung meron silang nalulooking forward to their daily life. Or in a week, hindi sila yung parang, ay wala na, ito lang, wala silang alam sa bahay. Ito meron silang, I'm sorry, meron akong dance class. Tsaka, lalo na, I discovered na sa aking class na we developed this like a mini recital in every end of the month. So meron kaming ganon. So meron na kaming ganong moment for them. Pinaka-importante sa kanila na they are part of our community. They have something to do.
Taong 2019 nang formal nang inestablish ni Novi ang Sayaw PD, isang NGO at community na bukas sa mga may Parkinson's disease, sa mga families at carers nila, at sa mga kapwa dancers at dance teachers gaya ni Novi na gustong ibahagi ang kanilang talento.
everything siguro is just the universe. It's just like giving me this direction. Those years na ginagawa ko, and then unti-unting nagbago yung pananaw ko. And then that's why when 2019, sabi ko talagang ipupush ko to. Ito na yon, sabi ko. This is something that is my calling, and I don't know, but I know and I believe in this. Hindi ko alam kung saan patutunguhan to, but I will keep doing what I'm doing kasi ito yung para sa akin. It sounds cliche, but mayroon akong purpose sa buhay, at itong simpleng gift ko na saved me in my personal life, I will to share it to the people.
Dahil sa pandemic, nilipat nila Novi ang mga klase mula studio papuntang online. At isa itong naging panibagong challenge para sa kanila.
Para sa akin, para sa PD community, blessing in disguise talaga na we came out with this online class, no? Sumasayaw ako sa Facebook, kung ano-ano yung pinagawa ko sa social media, personal social media ko. And minsan nga talaga, Novi, ay wag na. You know what, sabi ko, I'm just expressing myself as an artist. Wala lang ako inaapakang tao dyan. What I'm doing is just like, have fun and enjoy. So why not doing this na tuloy-tuloy kasi nami-miss ko yung pagtuturo ng with PD here sa Dance for Parkinson's Australia. Sabi ko, nami-miss ko magturo. Sabi ko, ano what? Gagawin ko to. Hindi ko alam kung sino yung makikinig, but I will do this online and Facebook. A technical director was big help for me to push and keep going and keep going. No, baby, yeah, let's do it. Habang may nanonood din ng mga tao, anywhere part of the world, merong taga States, merong America, merong taga India, merong Malaysia, and then may taga Hong Kong, and then a friend of mine na nag-contact. So alam yung mga random lang, there's a module for Dance for Parkinson's that I learned it, no. Pero nangyari because of COVID and all of this restriction, I managed to work it out kung ano ang kinakailangan talaga nila. And it's a big, big different when you do it on the studio. So I try to simplify the class, and also kasi may levels of their strength, and also Parkinson's have a different levels as well. Some of them are very severe na, and they cannot stand up, and it's also you have to take that consider din mo rin yun. So I managed to work out and focus with sitting lang muna. And then as long na ma-familiar ko na at makikilala ko na talaga yung strength nila, and I know how they can capable to do things, importante is no right and wrong. Ang klase is there's no right and wrong. You are not here to be the best dancer. So you are not here to pakitang gilas. You're here, we are here to have fun and enjoy. We don't want them to feel na you're doing your therapy. Kasi it's a kind of negative din sa kanila eh. You're just telling them, you remind them na meron silang, may PD sila. You know, you have to be imaginative. You have to be very creative. And you have to make it sure that you really, really meant it kung ano yung ginagawa mo. Parang you have to give at least 1,000% of energy when you're doing it online.
Giving his 1,000%, Novi is determined to bring Sayaw PD to his hometown as well. Sa katunayan, nag-hold siya ng classes tuwing umuwi ng Pilipinas. Ngunit ang big dream ni Novi ay someday magkaroon ng headquarters sa Philippines at patuloy na makapag-spread ng awareness about Parkinson's disease.
Ang pinakamahalaga dito, it's we need to how to appreciate what we have now, and we have to always remember to think yung basic in our life na hindi na, minsan kasi we always like looking for a big picture lang sa buhay eh, and we forgot to appreciate things. Pag hawak lang ng baso mo, ito, these people are cannot even hold the glass of water para uminom, kailangan magtulungan because they cannot control it. Tayo, we reklamo lang tayo, oh my God, anong kakainin natin and all of this. But ito, araw-araw to eh. Ito yung basic nila sa araw-araw, and some of them, hindi nakakabangon na tulad natin. So, alam mo yung basic things, pero talagang makita mo yun, ma-appreciate mo yung buhay mo. And to see everything in my life, and it keeps me more grounded na lahat ng anything that I'm you know, pinuproblema ko, dinadaing ko, it's wala yun. Because life must go on, and these people are keep doing it and fighting for it.
Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, visit sayawpd.com.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.